FBI Director unveils Most Wanted Fraudsters List. FBI Director Kash Patel on Thursday announced the creation of a Most Wanted Fraudsters List that will include the individuals who federal officials deem the nation's top 10 alleged fraud criminals, in a move that echoes the FBI's Most Wanted List that has been used for decades. In a news conference, Patel said that the top 10 list was proposed by Vice President J.D. Vance in a bid to crack down on federal entitlement fraud across the United States. "I want all Americans to take a look at these most wanted individuals and look at the amounts, the tens of millions and billions of dollars in fraud that they have decimated our societies from," Patel said. "We rely on you. Our best form of information is the American public." The FBI director then showed a screen listing multiple individuals who have been placed by the Bureau on the list. In a statement, Patel said that the list will represent some of the alleged worst of the worst who stole millions in taxpayer money that will allow law enforcement to use their full weight to target those individuals. The list so far includes 8 individuals who are currently at large and wanted by the FBI, including people accused of carrying out millions of dollars in wire fraud, mortgage fraud, healthcare fraud, money laundering, and other crimes. For years, the FBI has updated its 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list, which lists fugitives charged with crimes ranging from murder, international drug trafficking, to cyber crimes. Separately, the Department of Justice and FBI announced federal and state charges against 9 Ohio defendants for their alleged participation in a $42 million fraud scheme and ordered the detention of 3 other defendants in connection with another $15 million fraud scheme, according to a Thursday statement. Working closely with Ohio officials, the Department of Justice dismantled a sophisticated Medicaid fraud scheme that exploited taxpayers to fund exotic cars and lavish lifestyles, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a statement. "By holding these fraudsters accountable and partnering with the FBI on a robust Most Wanted Fraudster list, we are pursuing fraud more aggressively than ever." Starting earlier this year, the Trump administration tapped Vance to lead an anti-fraud task force targeting individuals engaging in waste, abuse, and illegal activities involving federal benefit programs. The administration also has initiated multiple investigations into potential healthcare fraud and halted some $243 million in Medicaid payments to Minnesota over fraud concerns. In April, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, said he would add to that oversight by requiring all 50 states to share how they plan to revalidate some of their Medicaid providers. The Associated Press contributed to this report.